This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After being encircled by Ukrainian forces, Russia pulled troops out Saturday from an eastern Ukrainian city that it had been using as a frontline hub. It was the latest victory for the Ukrainian counteroffensive that has been humiliating and angering the Kremlin. Russia's withdrawal from Lyman complicates its internationally vilified declaration just a day earlier that had it annexed four regions of Ukraine, an area that includes Lyman. Taking the city paves the way for Ukrainian troops to potentially push further into the land that Moscow now says it illegally claims as its own. Russian forces blindfolded and detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear plant. Ukraine's nuclear power provider said Saturday, reigniting long-simmering fears over the plant's security. The alleged kidnapping on Friday apparently took place shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin escalated his war in Ukraine and pushed it into a severe new dangerous place by annexing the Ukrainian regions that Moscow fully or partially controls and heightening threats of nuclear force in a possible attempt to secure Moscow's hold on the newly annexed territory. The Russian forces seized the director general of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Ihor Morishov, around 4 p.m. Friday. Putin on Friday, signed treaties to absorb the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions. This is VOA News. Panic at an Indonesian soccer match after police fire tear gas to stop brawls has left at least 129 people dead, mostly trampled to death. Police say Saturday that several brawls between supporters of the two rival soccer teams were reported inside the stadium after the Indonesian Premier League game ended with the Persebaya besting Arema 32-2. East Java police chief says the fighting prompted riot police to fire tear gas, causing panic among supporters. Hundreds ran to an exit gate in an effort to avoid the tear gas. Some suffocated in the chaos and others were trampled. More than 300 people have been rushed to nearby hospitals for their injuries. Many of them say they died on the way and during treatment. In a rare softening of hostile relations, Venezuela freed on Saturday seven imprisoned Americans in exchange for the United States releasing two nephews of the President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed for years on narcotics possession. The swap of the Americans, including five oil executives held for nearly 5 years, follows months of back channeled diplomacy by U.S. officials, with a great majority of oil producers that can take on a greater sense of urgency after negotiations and sanctions on Russia were put pressure to the test. The deal amounts to an unusual gesture of goodwill by Maduro, and the socialist leader looks to rebuild relations with the United States after vanquishing most of the domestic opponents. While the White House has denied any change in policy toward Venezuela and foot, the freeing of Americans could create political space for the Biden administration to enjoy crippling oil sanctions on Venezuela if Maduro changes progress in again and then off again. Recapping our top story, after being encircled by Ukrainian forces, Russia has now pulled troops out Saturday from an eastern Ukrainian city that it had been using an hour before the front hub. It was the latest victory for the Ukrainian counteroffensive that has humiliated and both angered the Kremlin. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.